Hello and welcome to another episode of the Branford Brief with Avi
and Serena. Hi guys!
Today's topic is like a good neighbor, avoiding gossip and solving big kid problems. But before we talk about this, Serena is going to give a quick brief.
The Law and Society Students Association will be holding a bi-weekly LSAP drop-in study session. This has been going on since the 19th of October, but it will still be going on for the 2nd of November, the 16th of November, and the 30th of November from 7 to 8 p.m. The Faculty of Liberal Arts Students Association will be hosting a weekly drop-in study night on Wednesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. The Faculty of Liberal Arts Students Society will also be hosting a Halloween movie night. You can head over to the Students Union Instagram or check your Outlook email for more information on all of these activities. The Athletics and Recreation have been hosting extramural sport club and varsity tryouts all throughout the week. And lastly, the Laurier International is hosting a Halloween virtual escape room holding on the 26th of October and the 28th of October for international students. So if you're an international student and you would like to be part of this event, you can go straight to the Laurier International Instagram or check your Outlook email for more information on this activity.
Now that the brief is over, we're going to jump right into the topic, which is like a good neighbor, avoiding gossip and solving big kid problems.
Okay, so in my opinion, obviously as university students, you meet a lot of different people. As you come to university, so many diverse people from so many different countries, states, all over the world. And obviously you're going to have people around you that don't share the same values or beliefs as you. And as human beings, it's gonna naturally bring up conflict. So I believe that as university students, we are so eager to like want to say something about someone, whether aggressively or like just to annoy someone because they do not have the same views as us or they do not have the same beliefs as us. So we just turn it into like a self-defense thing where you feel like everything you want to do is just to say something bad about the person. Like, you just want to, by all means, make your own opinion known, and like, you just want to force your own beliefs down their throat. And then if by any chance they're stuck with what they believe in or what they feel like they think is right, then we just naturally, as youth, see that as a problem. And then we try to make everyone else not like them. I feel like I've been through that, like, in my high school for such a long time, but like in university now it's way much harder because like you get to see so many people now and like with so many different diverse places. So it's just kind of, what do you think?
Yeah, I just think that, you know, people spread rumors real fast.
True.
I've honestly heard so many people say real bad stuff about people and I just don't like it. People go around trying to get themselves, you know, like the popular kind, they don't care. They will say the worst things about you.
Yeah.
And the people who are like, oh, they're popular, they might be right. And they will end up believing that one person, totally. Which I don't like. And they've just been, well, me being Indian myself, I've had people like being racist to me in this place.
Yeah.
Which was highly not acceptable.
Yeah.
Not expected at all. Because racism is something you're not supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
but it does still happen.
It happens.
Totally. And that's where like beliefs come in as well. Like some people, they just feel like once they know that you guys are not just having the same beliefs or having the same opinion on certain things, they just automatically feel like they need to attack you. Like they feel like it's either you're on their side or you're not on their side. And like, life is not that way. Obviously, we're all human beings. We're going to have different beliefs, values, things we find right or wrong, and that is totally fine because that's what makes us human beings. You know, the diversity is what makes the world beautiful.
Exactly.
But if you're constantly trying to like force your belief down another person's throat and you then turn against them because they refuse to believe in what you believe in or think what you think, then yeah, that is a problem.
Yeah, like every single time like I see people, like, there are a lot of people who are nice to me, but when I see someone who's just being rude or being disrespectful or racist, that just gets to, that's like, okay, you can say it, you can keep saying it, but if people start believing it,
That's when the
That's real how conflicts start.
Start. Like, totally.
We're not kids anymore.
We are not.
If you're starting university life, that means you're growing up.
Yeah.
And you need to start focusing on, you know, what's right.
Totally.
Like,
and I believe that that's where the belief of solving big kid problems comes
that's,
in.
Yeah, that's when that comes in.
Like, university students, obviously you're coming from high school, especially when you're in your first year. Like, you're coming from high school, you still kind of have that childish mentality. Well, not everyone, but, like, a lot of people do still kind of have that childish mentality where you feel like, you know, you're like, I don't know, like, you're forced to just say nasty things about someone just because you don't see eye to eye on certain things.
Exactly.
And as university students, I feel like as you're coming to university, you need to learn to start having those adult conversations. You need to learn how to start solving your problems in an adult way. Like, you need to learn how to understand that, okay, if you have a problem with someone, like, you don't resort to fighting or an argument or, like, starting a gossip about the person because of that, you know. The first thing you should do is to, you know, just think about it. Have an adult conversation. Like, I have a friend. Like, anytime I, like, try to talk to him about something or talk to him about someone and then he tells me, he's like, I think they need to have something called an adult conversation. Because I totally feel like that is something a lot of people do need to do. Like,
exactly.
You need to just have an adult conversation.
Because what I've heard, like, there's so many people who have roommates who just don't clean up after themselves, right? I've seen that. Because, you know, if you're in university, you're going to do it on your own. You're going to solve your problems on your own. There's nobody going to be helping you because you've started as a university child. You're going to turn, by the end of the 4 years, you're going to be really independent.
I feel like that's where misplaced priorities come in. Because a lot of people, they lose their focus and they just forget why they're in university and why they are who they are and why they're here in the first place. So it's so easy to get distracted by everything violent. And I think that's another thing that COVID has caused. Like, it kind of sucks to have to go back to this topic of COVID, but I feel like COVID has brought a lot of things to my attention that I feel like, oh yeah, this is totally happening right now. Like, it used to definitely happen before, but COVID did make it a lot more visible to me. Like, because of COVID, you've always been, like, locked up indoors and you're used to just having yourself and maybe your family, you know? So coming back to university and everything being almost in person, you are basically meeting more people. You're exposed to more people that you have not been exposed to in like a year, you know? And once you come to that reality that, okay, this is this amount of people that I'm around, like these amount of people are here, so many different places across the world, it gives you like more exposure to conflict, you know?
It does.
It does. It really does. Like, it exposes you to more conflict. We forget how to socialize. And sometimes we just find ourselves doing it the wrong way.
COVID has made me forget how to socialize. Even before COVID, I knew a little bit, like, how to talk to people. Like, now I get nervous, like, just, you know, just going to people, like, going up and saying, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
I can't even say that. Like, I'll just stand at one place and be, like, looking at the person's face. That's how I'm going to be.
Yeah.
I can't even talk to people.
And you just, and because of that, you just also kind of learn how, you kind of forget how to tolerate people.
Yeah.
You forget how to treat people, right? You forget how people's feelings might be hurt. You forget how people might want to be treated, you know? Because you're so used to being so locked up indoors. You're so used to being around just yourself and your family. Like, being around strangers is now kind of like a strange thing. And so it's kind of like we're all trying to just adapt. But some people, I feel like they might use COVID as an excuse, but it also might be as a result of childish behavior. Because some people just need to really get out that they're childish behaviors, you know? Okay, let me throw this question at you. What do you, like, have you ever, and you have to be totally honest, have you ever gossiped about someone?
No.
Like, intentionally, like, or unintentionally?
Unintentionally, if someone's talking to me.
And then you just blurt something out about the person?
That, that's like, I don't even do that anymore. I did that once. I'm like, okay. I was in high school, but in university, I will never go behind someone's back, because that's just not how you, you're in a new place.
Yeah.
You gotta make friends, not start rumors.
But totally, it's so easy to slip into gossips. Like,
it is.
Imagine someone just coming to you, discussing with like someone else, and like, oh, this person, blah, 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 blah. You'll be tempted to say something about the person. Yeah. But I personally, I've never gossiped about someone. That's really? So hard to believe. Like, I've never.
Honestly, I believe you. Because like, you're so sweet. You will never gossip about someone. Like, it's just one time I did that. And I was like, oh, shoot. What did I just do?
Yeah.
Like, that is I'm so guilty about it. Like, that's like 2 years ago. Yeah. I'm so guilty about it. Like, if I say it now, it's going to like eat me up. That's what's going to happen. So I just don't. If there is someone who talks like smack about someone like behind their backs, that's just disrespectful and rude.
Yeah, totally.
And I would like, just, you know, honestly, if you were talking about someone, you should like put yourself in their place too. Mm-hmm. Like, how would you feel if someone's talking bad about you?
Yeah, and the annoying part is that most people who get involved in gossip, like, they're the ones to, like, come in your face and act like totally different
people.
Nothing
happened.
They didn't even say anything about you. Like, I feel like I've experienced it one time in my life.
Too.
Like, I was in school, and then, this was my high school, by the way. So, I was like, in my room, and then some people came over. They were, like, wanted to talk to my roommate about someone. Like, they were basically gossiping, like, a normal gossip setting, right? Mm-hmm. And I was over there on my bed, just, you know, going through my notes and everything. And then, as they were talking, obviously, I was hearing everything they were saying. I was noticing their body language and everything. And as this person walked in that they were talking about, literally, all of them changed the topic of discussion, and then they did like they didn't see her when she was coming in, and they were like, oh, hey girl, how are you doing?
Oh,
what's
God.
Up? I'm like, you guys, I was reading my notes and I just looked up at them and I'm like, you guys didn't just do this. Like, that should be so illegal. Like,
it
how would
should.
You do that to someone's child?
I cannot.
Like, I would feel so guilty if that was me. Like, I would rather hide under my bed and act like I wasn't there than to, like, be totally fake. Like, that is so not normal.
I would have told the person, I'm like, they're talking smack about you. they just changed the topic. I would be like, I would tell that person. I'm not even joking.
And it's so crazy how common it is right now. It sickens me.
I know.
And I feel like now, I feel like I can't walk in a room not, like, having that thought in my head. Like, these people could have probably
exactly.
been talking about me.
And that happens to me all the time. Like,
yeah.
Like, even if I'm with you and someone walks in and, like, someone's, like, talking something, like, we're talking about me and they change the topic. Like, if someone changes the topic, like, when I enter, I'm like, oh, talking about
you
me.
Just talk, you just generally think, like,
yeah,
they're talking
about it's just you because
about,
it's happened
yeah.
to you before, right?
Totally.
It happened to me in school. And there was this girl, she was my best friend. I had too many best friends in school. But this one, she was like telling everyone like bad stuff about me. And then she's like, oh, I would never say that. Why would I ever say that, Abby? I'm like, okay, hold up.
And then they kind of cushion like the effects of like all the best that they say when you're starting to doubt them. And they're like, no, I love you way too much for that. We'll never
exactly.
do that to you. Like, bro, get out of my face.
Just
like, what
go,
are you doing?
Please,
bye.
And she used to be like, oh, yeah, they were talking, like, bad stuff about you. I'm like, maybe you would have started.
Yeah.
I know you started. Because nobody knew about that, about me. Like, you knew it, but nobody else did.
Yeah.
Now everybody knows because of you. Because you gossip too much.
It's crazy.
It's good to gossip, but just don't, like...
I don't think it is good to gossip.
Not, like, gossiping as in, like, talking about...
But you know, ranting and gossiping are two totally different things.
I know. Okay. I take my words back. It's good to rant, but it's not good to gossip.
Like,
I take my words
ranting
back.
Ranting is... kind of like when like you're frustrated about something, you can like go out and rant to someone like, oh, this person pissed me off, da 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 da, and all that. But like if it turns to a situation where you're like talking nonsense about the person, you're saying bad things about this person, and that's when it turns to gossiping, because you're obviously being secretive about it. Like, and most of the time when people gossip, these are things they cannot say in front of your face. Like, they rather say it behind you to someone like different, and then act like, oh, everything is all good and everything is all rosy in front of you, and it kind of sucks.
I just feel like people, like, they say stuff behind your back, Because they're too scared to say it to your face.
Definitely.
Me, even though I'm shy and timid, like me, you've seen me. Yeah. I don't talk to people.
Yeah.
Like, I talk to you. I rant to you. Like, you're the only person in this universe that I rant to about anything that's happened in my life. If someone's saying something behind your back, mm-hmm. I would be like, how dare you say that to her?
Yeah.
And then I will tell you that they said this and I said that. Like, yeah. I reply. Yeah. I don't care. If you're talking anything about anyone and that's hurtful, I will reply to that person.
Totally.
Even though I'm shy. Okay, I'm shy in talking to people. I'm not shy in correcting you.
Yeah.
Because I will correct you in public. I don't care.
Totally.
If you're my best friend and if you're my friend, I will correct you, like, personally. But if it's someone who's being rude and does not know how to talk to someone, I will correct you publicly.
I will embarrass you. Yeah.
I would literally embarrass you. So everyone knows that, if someone says something like that, that's how you correct them.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, because if anyone gives me a look, I'm like, what are you looking at? I don't know you.
And also at the same time, like when like someone comes to me and be like, oh, someone was gossiping about you, like automatically the first thing that comes to my head is, so what did you say?
Yeah, what did you say?
Were you part of the conversation?
Or
and if
were
you weren't, like, how am I supposed to know you were not part of the conversation?
Like, what did you say to them? Like, did you be on my side or did you just, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but don't get me wrong. It's not, like, a bad thing. Like, if, like, you have a friend and they're being gossiped about and you feel like you need to tell them about it and you need to let them know what someone else is saying about them, I don't think that's a bad thing. But me personally, especially when I know, like, someone kind of already has, like, this snaky type of behavior, like, I won't trust you if you come to me and tell me, like, oh, someone was gossiping about you and I didn't say anything bad about you. I'm going to be like,
I don't believe that.
Nah, that is a lie. You're a lying child and you need to get out of my face. Like, you need to get out of my face.
You need to go. Because that is, okay, if someone's talking about me, I know that the girl who has become a best friend, she would have talked bad about me too. Yeah. She was like, oh yeah, I would never talk about you. I'm like, you did talk about me, okay? You did? So accept it and move on and leave me. They're like people who don't like you, but they're too scared to say it.
Yeah.
But they will try to ruin your reputation in front of people who like you.
And that is the whole point of, I feel like that is one of the main reasons why gossiping is even a thing.
It's evil.
Like, legit. I'm like, if you really do not like me, then just
say
tell
it.
Me and get out of my face. Like,
if you don't like me, I won't like you either. I won't talk to you. Like,
we don't have to be friends. We don't have to have any of that going on. But like, I will respect you way more if you told me to my face, I really do not like you and I don't think we can be friends. I would have really respected that. But if you're like coming all up in my face and you're like, oh, you're so sweet, and you're like coming all nice and acting like a little puppy, and then behind my back you're freaking acting like a vampire, I'm like, no, that is not okay.
Oh my god,
that is
like
absolutely
vampire.
Not fine.
Exactly. Vampires are good, how dare you. That's a topic for another day. So Serena, what are the problems that you've faced and solved, thinking that you're solving them in an adult way?
Okay. That is kind of like a challenging question.
Why?
But I think I have one scenario in my head because, okay, so there was this time, there was like this conflict that went on between me and like my classmates. And so there was one particular guy that was really involved in it, and we both kind of like went off on each other. So yeah, we both went off on each other. Like, he said some nasty things about me and I said some nasty things back about him, because I'm this type of person, like, whatever I cannot say in front of you, I'm not going to say behind you. So I said everything I needed to say in his face, like straight dead in his face.
I need to know who he is,
but
later?
No, but keep in mind, like, he started this whole thing, like, he literally started it.
Mm-hmm.
So he was actually basically asking for it. So when he said that to me, I'm like, why would you say that? And then I went all off on him, like, I went all out. Like, I'm like, you're not going to talk to me
like
that.
Mm-hmm. No.
And then so we basically started this thing where we stopped talking, because I was like, how can you call yourself my friend? Keep in mind, this guy was actually my friend. I was like, how you call yourself my friend and you say such mean things about me, like, to me? And then I'm like, how does that make sense? And then we just stopped talking, because I'm not gonna have that type of energy around me. And then, so this went by for like months. Like, it went by for like 3 months. We didn't talk. We didn't like fancy each other. We didn't want to even see each other. So mm-hmm. this went on for like 3 months. And then, so he eventually came up to me and approached me one day, and he was like, "Oh, Serena, I'm so sorry that he was like, "Serena, I'm so sorry if I offended you or I made you feel bad or something
if
like
I
that.
If I offended you.
I didn't mean to do it." And by this time, I had already like kind of had this mindset. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to let things get to me like way too much. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, usual younger me, I'd have been like, "Get out of my face. Like, you are stupid. You do not deserve to talk to me. Like, you can get out right now." But like, that time I was just like, you know what, it's all good. Like, I don't have anything against you. Like, what has happened has happened, and it's all good. Like, I, you know, I'm sorry too about the things I said to you, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. I told him, like, I'm not gonna tell you I didn't mean it, because I did. Like, no, legit, I'm not gonna lie to you.
I'm like, I meant them?
Yeah, I meant them, but I'm sorry, like, I said them the way I did, you know?
I should have been a little bit nicer, but no, because you weren't.
And then he was like, "Oh, it's all cool, that he knows, like, everything I said was true," and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you know what, no problem, like, I have nothing against you. And after this day, like, he tried to, like, talk to me and still be friends with me. I'm like, I'm so sorry, like, if I'm seeming like a very nasty person, but like, for my own sanity and my own well-being, like, we cannot be friends.
We cannot talk.
Because for you to say all this kind of nasty stuff about me, like, I cannot trust you to be my friend and like not.
Like, what if it happens again?
Yeah, like, I'm like, once bitten, twice shy. Like, you're mm-hmm. not gonna do that to me again. I'm not gonna mm-hmm. give you that opportunity to do that to me again. So I told him, honestly, I'm not trying to be a mean person, or I'm not trying to, you know, be rude to you or whatever, but I do not think mm-hmm. we can be friends anymore. Like, I totally do appreciate that you apologize, and I appreciate that you're sorry about it, but like, I would be a damn fool to allow you to like
be in my life again
the way you were. Like, that mm-hmm. is literally exactly. betrayal of trust, because mm-hmm. not only did he say those things to me, he said those things about me, like, to other people. So kind of giving people like a wrong perspective of who I am, you know? So I'm like, I'll be a damn fool to actually
trust you.
Yeah, do that to me again, to trust mm-hmm. you to be my friend again. So I'm like, so yeah, I don't think we should be friends, and you can just stop trying to text me or call me or
yeah. I wish I was as mature like you are. I wish, because I've brought people back in my life so much, even though I trusted them again and again, but I, in the end, when it got to me, I'm like, yeah, please leave me. Like, I cannot. Yeah. Like a few days ago, like yesterday, I was telling you, when I showed you the text, I was like, man, he's not leaving me.
Yeah, every person just has that breaking point, but at the same time, you need to understand that, you know, to also have an adult way of fixing your mm-hmm. problems, you need to understand who you are and what your true beliefs mm-hmm. are.
Totally. I think you're right in what you're talking about. Like, seriously.
Yeah. And, like, yeah, that's the whole point of having, like, the adult way of fixing your problems. Like, you need to understand that what is best is what is best for you. Like, mm-hmm. the best decision you can make is a decision that is best for yourself and your well-being. But just, like, it's not like, okay, you're gonna use that as an opportunity, like, to bring down someone else or to, like, you know, make someone else feel bad because mm-hmm. they did something to you or said something about you. But, like, you just need to understand that what is best for you is what is best for you, and you need to do your possible best. I've used best so many times in one sentence.
I was starting to count. Like, okay, best. Okay.
Yeah, and you best need to bye. Do your best.
Like, that's the best thing you said today.
You need to do your best to do what is best for you, okay?
Yeah. Honestly, like, having to mature, like, being in university, you have to mature about
it. It's a huge thing, though.
Yeah, because you can't stay, like, an immature child and be in university.
It's not possible.
Then you don't belong.
Yeah.
If you're, okay, I get it. If you're, like, going to start being a little mature, like, even a little bit of it can get you
a long way.
Exactly. Totally. Like, by the end of university, the 4 years that we're going to be here, you're going to be really wise.
Yeah.
That's like something people need to learn.
But you also need to be open to growing and being more mature and having like a more adult mindset.
Man, because I might just cry. Because me, I might try to be mature, but I cannot like grow. Because you know, to grow, you need to talk to people, right? You need to like socialize, be like cool with everyone. Yeah. I can't.
But you also need to have like a mindset. Like you need to set your mind to know that, okay, like I'm going to be a more mature person and I'm going to try my best to do what's best for me and everyone else around me.
Exactly. Like be respectful.
Yeah.
Be kind. Just not too kind to let them use you.
True. That is also a very true thing because that is also to a fault.
Yeah. Because, you know, I've seen a lot of people, especially like, let's just talk about Squid Game. That one character was so kind.
I haven't watched Squid Game.
Really?
And I'm so sorry to say that.
It's okay. I have like watched a little bit of it, and that dude was so kind.
Yeah.
But there was one rude guy who took advantage of him in the end.
Aww.
Just giving his floor. I'm so sorry. But it's like being kind will not always get you like to a good outcome.
No, being too kind.
Being too kind. Like, you be kind to people. Like I'm being kind to you. Like, you be kind to me. But if someone's, like, being rude to you and using you, you need to know that.
You need to set, like, things boundaries. Straight with them. Yeah, totally.
Because you can't let anyone, like, use you. Like, yeah, like, that story with the roommate.
Yeah.
She uses that person somewhat. Like, okay, that girl's really kind.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean she's going to, like, clean up after you.
Yeah, so you guys, I have a friend and... So basically, we're always talking on the phone about how her roommate has been treating her like, you know, she's not being nice to her.
Mm-hmm.
So she basically leaves the apartment to be dirty and to be, you know, just not in a good shape, you know? And she took it for so long where she thought that she could handle it for so long. And it just got to a point where I told her, I'm like, girl,
you need to set some
boundaries for your roommate. Like, she definitely knows, like, we are human beings. We know how to take advantage of people, especially when they're being extra nice to us. So I'm like, she knows your neck.
I never would do that. I'm sorry. Sorry to cut
no,
you
but,
off.
Like, I'm not saying, like, we
like,
will.
Like, to anyone, like, people will know that. But they, it's like, that's the difference between people. Like, some people know how to do it, and some people do it.
Yeah. That's, like, a totally different thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like all human beings, we all know how to take advantage of someone. So I'm like, I told her, I'm like, this girl knows that you are extra nice and she knows that you are still going to do all these things for her at the end of the day. So you need to set your boundaries straight and let her know that what she's doing is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she did that the next day and she told her like, okay, fine, I understand that I do all these things, but it's not okay for you to feel like this is only my job. Like, we have a shared space. It is also your responsibility to do some of these things. You know, I'm not telling you to do everything, but you shouldn't also expect me to do everything myself as well. You know, and she set these boundaries straight. So I'm like, yes, like this is when this girl is going to start respecting you and knowing that, okay, there's some things she's not going to be able to do anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, honestly, like even with my roommates, we have like separate spaces, even though we're like, okay, we're living in the same apartment. So we need to set boundaries, like what's going to be, like, we have a roommate. She's allergic to peanuts. So she has her different, we all, you know, that's how you adapt with your surroundings. You have different, like, you know, where you got to keep your stuff. You can't go over that boundary because that's wrong, right? So, like, being, like, everyone's kind to each other. That's what I want, you know?
Yeah.
You can't
that
just...
That is the type of spirit everyone should have, honestly.
Like, you should clean up after yourself. Don't, you know, if you're leaving a wraparound, pick that up as well. Just
respect
clean up.
Respect yourself, respect everyone else around you, and I feel like if everyone starts to learn how to do that, the world would be a
much better place. Like, exactly.
If you just have mutual respect for each other, like, the world would be so much better. Like, there'll be love, like, spreading love. Every day is going to be smelling like daisies and daffodils. And everyone's going to be having a good time, like, every single
roses.
Day. Oh my God.
Disclaimer, I'm allergic to roses. That's why I say that every single time.
But that was like a really good discussion, in my opinion.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that's good because, you know, sharing everything with everyone kind of, you know, makes them realize if someone's doing something wrong, they'll realize and be like, yeah, I might be doing this wrong, so I can do it right.
And quick advice, guys, I'm kind of like a person that goes for advices. So quick advice, okay? If you have a problem with someone, the first thing you should do is have an adult conversation, as my friend will say.
Exactly.
Have an adult conversation, okay? Like, you don't need to result in, like, gossiping or, like, starting up a problem, unnecessary drama. Try talking. Like, most people should actually try just talking. Sit down and talk.
Because sometimes talking can get you to a really good place.
Yeah. So, yeah, just sit down, talk, love each other, spread love, you know, respect each other every day of your lives. And, yeah.
That's it. Well, I love this discussion a lot.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening once again today.
Thank you so much. And we'll see you guys next week with more briefing.
Yeah, and more interesting topics.
Well, we'll see you next week. Bye.